Unit 16. The Buddha in Thai Sculpture. For 13 centuries, Buddhism has been the leading religion in Thailand. The sculpture of Thailand shows this fact in the countless images of Buddha found around the country. Each of these sculptures is actually a copy of an older image. The copies, however, do not look exactly like the original sculpture. Instead, the sculptures copy only a few similar features of past sculptures that can be traced back to India or Ceylon. These features include the basic anatomy of the statue, as well as the posture and attire. The anatomical features of Buddhist sculpture came from actual physical characteristics of the Buddha, yoga traditions based on a Hindu practice, and literature. One realistic feature of the sculpture can be found in the long earlobes of the Buddha. Before becoming a monk, the Buddha was a prince who wore the heavy earrings of his time. When these earrings were removed, the earlobes remained stretched. The long arms found in Thai sculptures of the Buddha come from the exercises of arm stretching that are found in yoga. Certain features of the Buddha's face come from traditional descriptions of gods and heroes in Indian poetry. According to the literature, these features include a head shaped like an egg, eyebrows like drawn bows, a nose like a parrot's beak, and a chin like a mango seed. Other common features of images of the Buddha are fingers and toes of equal length, flat feet, and patterns of lines on the bottom of the feet and on the hands. The majority of images one runs across in Thailand show the Buddha sitting. In this position, the Buddha is shown wearing the robe open, with the right shoulder exposed. In contrast, if the robe is worn in the covering mode, both shoulders are covered. Images of the Buddha standing often display the robe with both shoulders covered. The significance of these two modes of wearing the robe implies different situations. Monks commonly wear the robe covering both shoulders when they are outdoors in a village or town. When a monk enters a monastery, the robe is worn in the open mode for showing respect to superiors. Images of the Buddha lying down or walking are less common in Thailand. However, images of the Buddha in these positions more often than not wear the robe in the open mode. Other than the robe, images of the Buddha also often wear the royal attire of a crown and jewelry. In Hindu tradition, a statue of a Hindu god could be presented with offerings of jewelry and other decorative items that could be changed. When Buddhists adopted this practice of presenting offerings to images of the Buddha, they usually offered jewelry. In later sculptures copied from images of the Buddha wearing these offerings of jewelry, some of the jewelry was carved into the sculpture. In other cases, the jewelry was not carved into the statue. Instead, it was assumed that real jewelry would be added later. This led to wide variation in sculpted images of the Buddha in Thailand. The Emerald Buddha stands out from other images of the Buddha as one of the most sacred images in Thailand. The seated image of the Buddha is 66 centimeters or 26.5 inches high. It is actually carved from green jade. Emerald only refers to the color. And the statue is kept in the Temple of the Emerald Buddha in Bangkok. The dress of the Emerald Buddha is changed 3 times a year according to the season: summer, winter, and the rainy season. In the summer, the Buddha wears a crown and a full set of jewels. In the winter, the jewels are replaced by a golden robe worn in the covering mode, and the crown is replaced by a golden wig. In the rainy season, the Buddha wears the same wig, but wears the robe in the open mode. A jewel is also added to the head of the Buddha during this season.